We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The great John Heyman is brought to you by Sport Clips. Sport Clips, cut the weight, download the new Sport Clips haircuts app, and check in by Brother Supply, New York's number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils, and by Greenwich Hospital, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Baseball, John Heyman. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
Wonderful. How would you grade collectively the Houston Astros' performance today in their little apology tour?
I'll give them a D, but I'm an easy grader.
A D? That's an easy grade? A D?
Well, you know, I think they got off to a bad start with the owner saying that it didn't affect the performance on the field. Obviously, it affected the performance on the field, or they wouldn't have done it. I mean, we know that. I mean, do they want to? Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this for this year? The Astros should be made to tell the other team which pitch is coming. They should have Verlander and all the other pitchers shout out fastball, curveball, and see how that goes for them. So it obviously affected the performance. Shouldn't have done that. I don't blame the two players who had a short speech in front of the
camera. Why don't you blame them?
Well, because I think that was orchestrated. You know, they were told what to do, and because they went in the clubhouse, and then they did speak for a long time, and they did express remorse. Now, I do not like some of the answers. I don't. Altuve was asked about the buzzers, he deferred to the MLB investigation, which didn't prove it. You know, it didn't prove the buzzer. If I didn't do the buzzers, I would just say, I didn't do the buzzer. There's nothing with the buzzer. We don't have any buzzers. We didn't use buzzers. That was never thought of. It was never conceived. It was nothing we did. It's ridiculous. But instead, he just kind of deferred to the MLB investigation, which didn't happen to prove the buzzers. Well, the MLB investigation relied on the player testimony to a large degree. So he's deferring to really what they told MLB. So I don't think that answer was great. You got to say I didn't do it, and you know that's what Carlos Correa said. We didn't do it, but you know maybe some guys did it and other guys didn't. It was pretty suspicious to see Altuve running into the dugout and covering up his shirt. You know, it's very odd to do that. Maybe he is very shy. I don't know, but you know, people are going to suspect them for anything, and understandably so.
Where does it end, John? Does it ever end?
No, it's going to go on for the season. I think Paul has been cast over the team. It's not just distractions. I think it's, of course, they said we're going to show how great we are this year. I think it's going to be very difficult for them to show how great
they
are.
So I shouldn't bet the over on the Astros? Is that what
you're talking about? No, do not take the, what are they at?
94, something?
Yeah, I saw one place where they were off the board because who knows how good they are? You know,
well, that's baseball. Yeah. Who knows how good anyone is?
No, we don't know.
I mean, come on.
The Yankees. Yankees will be good.
Fair point. The Yankees and the Dodgers are going to be good. That we know. And we can name three or four teams we know are going
to
stink.
John, the guy, because I tried to watch everything. I tried to watch everybody's responses. And I think mostly everybody came off awful. I thought the only guy that actually came off a little bit genuine was Carlos Correa. I thought he was passionate in defending Carlos Beltran. I thought his apology, and I could be dead wrong, his apology felt realer than anyone else's. And he explained that they tried to cheat during the postseason in 17, but it was more difficult. Now, you can say, he's just saying that because he wants that championship to feel real. But I'm telling you, of all the guys I heard Springer, I heard Altuve, who I want to love. I heard Reddick, I heard Verlander. He's really looking like a fraud. I thought Correa actually came across the best. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I heard that opinion from a lot of people that Correa came across the best. You know, I mean, his defense of Beltran is nice, but I mean, Beltran was cited in the report.
No, John. Here's the defense of Beltran. The idea that everybody, including Brian
McCann,
made
this guy out to like the worst guy that ever lived.
They were scared of Carlos. Oh, you can't tell Carlos anything. And that's what I think he was pushing back on.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that article that said they were intimidated, which I don't know about intimidated. They admired him, and they still admire him. You could tell he said he's the best teammate he ever had. Well, in the 1 year he played with them, Beltran, according to the report, basically orchestrated this, and what did he hit? Nothing. So, you know, how is that the best teammate? I think there's just an incredible admiration for Carlos Beltran in Puerto Rico and around baseball, and, you know, he's a guy with gravitas, and obviously people like to defer to him and all that, but the reality of it is he was in the middle of this. So I don't, you know, it's great that everyone thinks that Correa was candid, and I'm sure that's his true feelings, but I think his admiration is overblown. It should not be that great for Carlos Beltran. He was in the middle of it in the 1 year that he played with him. So, I, you know, that's my opinion of it.
Carlos,
you know,
Beltran is taking, he's taking a major hit here. He really is. You know, I was never the biggest fan of Beltran. I have turned completely now the other way. Like, I love
now you're a fan.
I love him. I do. I mean, he's like, he's been made to be like the worst guy that ever lived. I mean, it's unbelievable.
No, yeah, that's not fair.
It
that's
is,
fair.
And it's going to if he was getting into the Hall of Fame, it's going to cost him now. I mean,
yeah,
let's
I
be
wonder. It. I wonder about Altuve, and of course, some of these guys who are great talents are very young, so we don't know on Bregman and others. But Altuve, I got to wonder. I've got to wonder on Beltran. I don't think it affects Verlander. I see a lot of negativity.
Well, Verlander. How does it? But what is the pitcher? He wasn't. How was he
right,
doing anything?
That's why I think it doesn't affect Verlander's Hall of Fame.
No.
I mean, some people say some of the pitchers were doing the banging. I can't imagine Verlander was doing the banging.
Well,
and in any case, it doesn't help his stats. The stats were helped.
John, all it does, and it's a reminder, we live in glass houses, all right? We got to be careful. And so Justin's been very outspoken about guys using steroids, very outspoken about a lot of things. And when something happens in your home, what are you going to do about it? And he's coming across very meek, and he's coming across like a hypocrite. Those are just that's how he's coming across now.
Yeah.
He's a big tough guy when he wants to talk about D. Gordon. Oh, yeah, PDs, get him out. Horrible. Robbie Cano wants to talk about him. But now, maybe I should have said something. You know what, Justin?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with him as a pitcher. He's an all-time great. He's a Hall of Famer. But he comes across very hypocritical.
Fair. I mean, he certainly should have said something, as he said. I don't know what he said. I don't know what side he was on or what he did. It didn't make it clear. They weren't very transparent, in all of them, which, you know, I didn't expect them to be, to give the details or anything like that. But it's another mark against them, I think. But, yeah, I can remember Verlander, you know, years ago telling me in spring training they should test everybody every day as they come in and make a deposit as they enter the clubhouse. And so he was very anti-steroid. Now, the one thing Harold Reynolds brought up was that he got to the team in late August. It would have been difficult, but it would have been difficult, I agree, but it would have been great if he had actually stepped up and put an end to it, which he did not do, obviously.
It would be hard to do, though. I mean, if the entire team is embedded in doing this, I mean, especially for a guy that just comes in from another team, and expect him to put a stop to it.
That's
you know
kind
what
of
I mean?
What I think, even though, you know, he is Justin Verlander, but, boy, that would have shown me something if he would.
It's not,
that.
But you know what? I'm certainly not sitting here saying he needed to do that. I'm saying that when you open your mouth and you're as opinionated
as
he is, you know,
true.
You just look very hypocritical in that regard.
True, also.
Now
that's fair.
Now, we hate to change the subject from the Astros cheating scandal because there's nothing else in the world going on, but we have some shekels now about John Heyman and this absurd, ridiculous, asinine playoff format that the great commissioner, who loves the Wilpons, by the way, Rob Manfred, who made, you know, Steve Cohen's just such a bad guy, a terrible guy, okay? But anyway, so tell me, say it isn't so, tell me that you hate this playoff format.
You know, I don't love it. I got to be honest.
All right.
There you go.
I don't love it.
I'm happy now.
I don't like the 14 teams in the playoffs.
Right.
I don't like any chance that there's a team under 500. And I think they looked at it in the last 8 years, I think, or something like that. There were only four teams that would have been in the top 14 that were under 500. And, you know, what are the odds? But I don't want to take any chance. And we already had a team win with 83 games. But baseball playoffs, I don't know if it's a crapshoot, but it can be a little bit fluky. It's not the NBA where eight's not going to be one very often. You know, in baseball, anything can happen. And so I don't love that aspect of it.
How about 12, picking who you're going to play? How about that?
What was it?
Picking who you're playing. How about that nonsense?
Yeah, that's a gimmick. I don't, come on. The thing that bothers me is I don't want to see anybody in the playoffs with a 79 wins and getting through, and then what do we say? I mean, it's fine that a wild card team won. The Nats have a talented team. They spent a lot of money to win. They were fantastic in the second half. They got stars on the team. I have no problem with
John,
a wild card team winning.
You're
but
so
a
right.
79 team
you're right.
win team, not going to like
you're
it.
You're so freaking right on two. First of all, and I don't think John's doing what I'm doing. We're not doing this thing of liking picking your opponent. I don't like it. I don't think that's the offensive part. That's just hokey and dumb. The idea that you are going to allow sub-500 teams in the MLB playoffs is so foolish because Heyman's spot on. This is baseball. And I know you and I agree with this. Ernie doesn't. It's about getting hot at the right time.
In baseball?
We will
see. No doubt. No doubt.
79-win teams
you would?
Win the World Series.
All of a sudden, your pitchers get red hot. Look out. Here we go.
Do we want that?
No, you
That's
don't.
Not good.
You don't want
At least now, you're pretty good to make the playoffs. You're not the best, but you're pretty
right.
good. Like, I'm not naive. Were the 2015 New York Mets the best team of the National League that year? No, they weren't. They weren't. But they
right.
made the playoffs. They pitched incredibly
they
well.
Were in, they were, though, in 06 when they didn't win get there.
Right. That's a great example. And there's the exact opposite
right.
where they
right.
were,
right.
and look what happened.
Right.
I don't
right.
have a problem with that. But when you start putting that many teams in, you're going to inevitably lead to it being more common that these mediocre to bad teams are going to win a championship.
I'm with you. We already had, look at the Cardinals as an example. They had a year where they won 104, 106 games and didn't win, and they had a year where they won 83 and did
yep,
win.
Yep.
And that's with the playoff system we have now, which I think one of the best things about baseball is how special it is to be in the playoffs and how great that is. I mean, obviously NBA is very popular as it is, but, these teams, NHL and NBA, these losing teams in the playoffs, I think it's for the birds. I really do. I do not want to see that at all. That aspect of this reassessment, realignment, whatever,
reimagination,
whatever, I don't like it.
But
you're
clued in. So we all don't like it. We hate it, all that. You're clued in. Do you think it's going to happen, though?
I think there's a good chance it'll happen because... it
Terrible.
Puts more teams in the playoffs. I think the owners like that
Terrible.
Idea of getting the playoffs, and there's more revenue. And I think the players know that there'll be more revenue and more teams in. And, they may not all have the sense of or idea of history that we have. And they go on the odds and say, what are the odds of a 79-team?
No.
It could happen.
It happens a lot. It's going to happen a lot. They're so clueless if they don't think it's going to happen a lot. Look at the last 5 years. Go through the standings. It'll happen.
Well, they've done a study, and there are not a ton, but it has happened.
Their studies are wrong. What am I going to tell you? Look at 2017. Every team above 500 in the American League made the playoffs. Now you're tacking on a few teams that were under 500. They would have that year, there would have been three under 500 teams, I think, making the playoffs.
Yeah, and I we're in agreement that something fluky can happen.
Of course.
In the
no, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, so don't love that aspect
no.
of it.
No, I'm
so.
Glad to hear that, John.
Do you
yeah.
think...
I mean, I work at MLB, but I can be...
You're the only one. Now, like everybody else that works at MLB thinks it's like the greatest idea of all time.
Well, they're all going to be employed beyond their contracts.
No,
I might not be. Me and Mitt Romney may not be.
Mitt Romney. Let's compare you to him.
Well, do you? I'm going to ask you a difficult question. I'm going to ask you a tough question because you're kind of opening it up to it. Do you think Rob Manfred likes baseball?
I do. I do think he likes baseball.
We know
baseball.
Mitt Romney doesn't like the president. We know that.
I think he do. I think he does like baseball. I don't know if he has it in his veins like Selig. If you read the book, I mean, Bud just loved, be way beyond what I feel about baseball.
Right.
Loved the game. I don't think there are too many people
Who's this,
like
Bud?
That.
Bud
but
Selig.
I think Rob likes baseball.
You do?
I mean, he wouldn't do this
He
job
loves the Wilpons. I'll tell you that. The guy loves the Wilpons. I mean, the fact that this guy came out and like, took shots at Steve Cohen. I mean, come on. I mean, I can't believe. Like, I went on vacation, I come back, and the first thing I find out is the Steve Cohen thing fell through. How did that happen?
They weren't able to work it
out.
Well,
they want their cake and eating it, too. They want to sell the team, but they want to keep control of the team. How's that work? Give me the $2.6 billion, but I'm still running the team.
Yeah, it seemed like a sweetheart deal. So I could see if Steve Cohen wanted to change it a little bit around. Yeah, well, if you have a deal, I mean, we don't know all the particulars of it, but, obviously somebody from the Steve Cohen camp leaked that the Wilpons changed it, and then MLB said, I don't know.
Well, when are they being sold? What are you hearing? Any new owners coming?
I mean, it's going to take a while.
They're never selling them.
That deal was a sweetheart deal.
They don't want to sell the team, John. Come on, let's be honest.
$2.6 billion value. I understand you want the team sold, but... you know, I think the Mets have come to somewhat of a split camp, but they are trying to sell it. But to get to replicate that $2.6 billion, and if they really had the 5 years of control with it, that's a tough combination to beat. I don't think they can do that so easily. So I don't know how quickly this is going to go. I'm sorry to disappoint you guys.
Look, Joe doesn't think, as he said, it's ever going to even
sell.
Happen.
They don't want to sell.
You know who should buy the team? A guy who wouldn't bat his eye at $2.6 billion is Mayor Bloomberg.
I know. He could afford it.
Yeah.
He could afford it.
He's a Mets fan. He makes
Mets
the
Stan
Cohen
look
like a
Mets fan. What does he know about the Mets?
He's not a Mets fan.
Come on, Bloomberg.
Where Brooklyn
Bloomberg
at?
Is a Mets fan.
No, he's not. Do you think Bloomberg knows the Mets?
Did he adopt the Mets?
I've seen him at a lot of Mets games.
What does that mean?
I think Giuliani's a Yankee fan.
Well,
we know that.
But we know Giuliani at least is a legitimate Yankee fan. I'm not buying that Bloomberg is any kind of a Mets.
Joe, I think Bloomberg switches teams the way he switches political parties.
Right.
I think it goes back and forth.
Well, he's from Boston, but I think
exactly.
If you're from Boston, you're more likely to be a Mets fan than a Yankee fan. You can't really.
He should be a Red Sox fan, shouldn't he be?
He should be a Red Sox fan.
Right. Yeah.
Well, he's a New Yorker now.
John,
I think it's fair.
Let me. This is something that's going under the radar, but it does bother me. Ernie and I disagree about it. Joe agrees with me, and that's this three batter minimum. If you polled all the managers, because you're going to go all around camp, you're going to be in Florida, Arizona, do you think most managers like this rule? Or do you think that we know Girardi's against it? We spoke to Joe Girardi a few months ago. He did not like it. As part of why I love Joe Girardi. What's your sense?
I would say no. I would think that most would agree with Girardi. I don't think they like it. They're taking some of the strategy. I mean, there's still going to be strategy and thinking about everything, but I think they loved the advantages and that you can create with switching the pitcher every batter. So I don't love it either. I'm not in favor of that one either. So hopefully nobody's listening from MLB today. But they're actually pretty good about it when I'm opposed. They haven't said anything to me, but I don't love that rule.
Would they be upset with you if you said what Joe and I think, which is that Rob Manfred is not really good at being a commissioner?
Right. Well, we already got him falling below Roger Goodell, which is almost impossible to do.
He's below Goodell.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think Goodell is terrible, but that's
what you need to know about Manfred.
Well said.
Especially that he's taking shots at Steve Cohen. All of a sudden, Cohen's a bad guy.
Okay, well, taking a shot at Steve Cohen does not make you a bad commissioner.
Wow.
Steve Cohen does have a track record.
Okay.
That isn't perfect.
Changing the game.
Very rich,
doing
every
everything you can.
To be the owner. But okay. I have a solution. Bloomberg should pick it up with his pocket change. He can reach into his sofa.
Or Bezos. How about Jeff Bezos? He could buy the Mets, too. There's plenty of billionaires out there. But
He was shut out of
I was just
going to
say
York,
that. Well,
right?
we won't get into the reason why that happened, will we? Because now we're gonna have to go on to like the news channels.
We're not going
to now we're going to have to go like the cable news if we're going to start breaking that down.
No, we're not going to get into
You don't want to do that.
I don't see that happening.
Rob Manfred.
I think Bloomberg is the natural guy.
Okay.
Bloomberg.
Rob Manfred doesn't like baseball. All he wants to do is change it. You don't sense that? That's just me feeling that way?
I've made a lot of changes. I think Selig made some very big changes in baseball, realigned the league.
Right, looked the other way to the steroids.
And Bud loved the game. I mean, the guy bled baseball. I mean, he loved it.
Right.
I don't think it's fair to say Rob doesn't love the game. I think that's overdoing. Maybe not compared to Bud, but... You know, he loves the game. That's a bit overboard.
All right, well, that's my opinion. Right. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
I'm never going to be on MLB Network again, and I don't really care.
I'm not happy with him.
I'm a fan.
Right.
I'm not friends with him, so I'm going to change my view because I like him. I don't work for him, so I'm not going to change my views because I work for him. I'm a baseball fan, but you know what Rob Manfred has over me? No matter what he does to my game, I'm always going to be there. I'm always going to be watching. I'm always going to be going. He's got me hook, line, and sinker. But when you love something, you fight to protect it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional now.
That's fair. Well, I think there's extra emotion because of the Stevie Cohen situation.
Yeah. It's not actually. You know what's funny? You know what's funny, John? Honestly, it's actually not related. It is for Joe. It's not for me. It's about the game of baseball. Because the view of the sport is always bigger than the team I root for. I want the Mets to win, obviously. But the DH in the National League, stupid playoff rules, the three-batter minimum, that is much more offensive to me than what guys do to run my baseball team because that's my sport, and he's ruining it. So I'm sorry. Steve Cohen, to me, has nothing to do with it, or has little to do with it, I should say.
I don't think the three-batter thing, I wouldn't choose it if I had to choose. I don't think that's ruining the game.
All right, well, I disagree.
That's a minor change.
I think
you're going to find that that's not a huge change, I think. But I agree with you that I would not be in favor of it, and I think most managers would not either. But, you know, it's done, and we'll see how it plays out. We don't know at this point. I don't think it's going to be as big a change as you think.
I'm open-minded. I'll admit if I'm wrong, but you got to understand, for the diehard baseball fan, we take a lot of these ideas very personal, you know?
Sorry. Really do.
Well,
that's
I do.
Great.
That's great.
I hope everybody's as big a fan as you are, and, you know, I hope, I'm praying. I spoke to somebody today, wasn't so confident that we're going to get a CBA.
That'll not happen. They're not going to have another lockout. They got to know better now.
Yeah, they
got to know better.
I'm with you. They can't do it. They might have to make some extra concessions to the players. MLB got too good a deal against the players, and they may have to not
Nordic
play
track.
One for one. They may have to help the players out a bit in this because they're not too happy.
We'll see. Thank you, John.
John, right, it's guys, always a pleasure, time. John.
You want to make some XFL picks or not really?
No XFL.
No. Okay.
XFL.
Don't even, John. Don't worry.
No, don't worry. I'm just playing around, John.
I'm at a loss.
All right. So am I.
We'll see you later, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.